This is Latina's State of Mind, a podcast created by Latinas for all audiences, where we can share our experiences about love, life, and everything in between.
Thank you for listening to Latina State of Mind. Yet another episode. Are you guys tired of us? No, I'm just kidding. This episode, we're going to be covering education. Yep. And especially educated Latinas.
Yes. Shout out to all the educated Latinas.
Yes. Latinos y Latinas, but yes.
Yes.
Next. Consider yourself that. Anyways, we just wanted to cover a little bit how success is different. You don't necessarily need a degree, but it's definitely nice to have it and accomplish it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to talk about our journey. I think we're going to be focusing a little bit on higher education today, how that was difficult, and also how proud we are to have achieved that.
Yeah. Can we say what our degrees were in each?
Yes. I graduated from CSU, Colorado State University School of Business, with a degree in management and innovation and a minor in political science.
What?
Look at you.
Nice.
I struggled for it.
You earned it.
I earned it.
I also graduated from CSU with a degree in journalism and media communications.
I have a bachelor's in psychology from the University of Northern Colorado. Go UNC Bears.
Okay.
She's talking to the Rams.
Haters.
Over here.
I know, exactly.
Excuse me.
Girl, you're the one that brought it up. You're the hater. Anyways, we especially wanted to talk about this because, at least for Senia and I, Nancy will learn more about it, but we have DACA.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little more difficult for us. It was more of like jumping through hoops and a little bit more through that.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about my experience?
Yes, please.
So for me, I grew up here in the U.S. and I didn't notice that I was an immigrant until high school, when everyone was filling out their applications for college. And actually, CSU, they brought over a couple of students to help out with applications. And we were in a computer lab, and it was a terrible experience, and I still remember it to this day, because everyone was filling out their application, normal and everything. We got to the page, there was a person helping me, that we got to the page where it asked me for my social security number. Mm. And at that time, I didn't even have DACA, and we got stuck on that page. We didn't move forward, we didn't do anything, I didn't fill out any applications. And so while everyone else was celebrating, oh, I applied to this, I applied to that, I kind of just sat there. And I know it was a very difficult and terrible moment of realization that, okay, I'm not the same as everyone else. Did I give up? No, I did not. I went to my counselor, and I actually started at Metro State University, Metropolitan State University. And my parents, they paid a ridiculous amount because I was a out-of-state student. I was basically, that's what they marked me as, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when you don't, before DACA, when you don't have a social, you are considered out-of-state.
Correct.
No matter where you go.
I had been here for at least 10 years. It was way more than that, but at least 10 years we had already been here living in Colorado, and it sucked to feel that way, you know, like, oh, wait, mm-hmm. I'm not considered a resident here, even though
I've lived here my whole life,
basically. So that was very difficult, but, you know, I had a dream. My parents had decided to help me out with that dream, and I only went to a semester there, because I was able to figure out how to get in-state tuition. But I don't know. I just want to mention it, like, hey, don't give up.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I got to that point eventually. I transferred to Front Range Community College, and that's where I got my dream shattered. That's how I felt like it. I went into this meeting to get information about getting in-state tuition. The lady there, who was Hispanic, so I thought, oh, she's going to help me out. And she said, no, you can't come to this school here. You can't go to any school. And it broke my heart. I ran out of there holding up back my tears and I cried in my car. But then I got mad. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is she making me angry? Why is she making me feel sad? So I got angry about it. And I told myself, my dad told me I could do whatever I want in this life, in this world. So I'm going to do whatever I want. And if that means going through something else, then I'm going to do it. And so I went to another lady and she told me, oh, yeah, you just need to fill this out and show proof of like you've been living here for more than 2 years and you'll get instant tuition. That's it. I wish I could remember her name so I could like say, hey, look at where I'm at now. But that's all I needed. And if I feel like I always remember, like, if I had given up, where would I be?
Yeah.
And then from there on, I just started my career. It was still different. It was still difficult. But that's where I started my college career. And here we are now.
That's amazing.
I feel like, so for me, it was very similar as well. Like, I saw people going to school and you see it in the movies, like, mm-hmm. people are always applying to colleges and there's like this big thing about people getting in and all these stuff, right? And so once I got to senior year, I was like, all right, like, was living in California. I wanted to go to UCLA and like I was like, I'm ready, let's go. And then it was like, oh yeah, you can go to UCLA, sorry, you can't do this. And I think for me, it really brought me down. Like, it made me fearful and it made me scared that if I tried too hard that I wasn't going to be able to, like, make it, or that I was going to get deported, or, like, there was just so many fears that came with it. And I was just really just, I felt just like my wings have literally been clipped. And it was just such a hard feeling to, like, live with. And especially because I had all these dreams of, like, Hollywood and being a journalist. And, like, I always, like, that was my goal, you know? And so I moved to Colorado for about a year to watch my niece while my brother was in Iraq. And then I went back home. And at that time, there had been this thing that had passed that people that were undocumented could go to school as in-state students if they had done high school within the state. Mm. So I went to the community college and I was like, hey, is this true? And the first thing the lady asked me was if I had a social. And I couldn't hold tears back because to this moment in my life, all I've ever needed was a social.
It's a triggering question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I just cried. And she looked at me and she was like, if you don't have that one, if you don't have that, it's okay. You don't need it. I just need to ask that. And so I was like, I don't have one. And I explained my situation and she was like, we can help, but you don't qualify for any financial help. So you would have to pay in-state tuition, but on your own.
Yeah.
So it took me about 4.5 years to finish my associate's degree because I had to take breaks in between and I only could take a few classes at a time because the classes were expensive and the books were expensive. And then I graduated and I was super proud of myself. I got an associate's in photography and I was just living my best life. But then after that, it was like, all right, you're done. Because I can't afford to pay however much for a university mm-hmm. on my own with like minimum wage or like especially babysitting or, you know, like I just couldn't. So I waited for a really long time and then I met this wonderful person at a place where I was working at who was in the same boat as me and was going to a university. And I was like, wait, you're going to university? And she said, yeah, you can go to CSU. They offer all this help, like they will help you. And I was just like, wait. What? So I always tell Diana that she helped me achieve my dreams in life. Like I always give her so much credit because I had asked somebody previously that also had DACA And she told me that, no, that there was, that was just a special program she was able to get into, and she refused to share that information with me.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Yeah. Oh, and so awful.
When I met you and you told me, I was like, wait, so this is not a special program? She just wouldn't share any contact information.
That makes
she just
so sad.
Yeah, it's really sad.
She does what?
Yeah.
I'm so stunned because, like, mm-hmm. there's, first of all, at least CSU, this college that we went to, there's a lot of money there.
And there's a lot of help. Yeah.
There's a lot of help and there's a lot of money. So, like, what was going to happen to her if she didn't pass along that information?
Yeah.
Nothing.
And it was crazy because it was her mom that was like, oh, my daughter. Her mom and I were like friends, and she was like, her, my daughter, she has that guy, and she's going to the university. I'm going to tell her to come and talk to you so she can tell you how to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I was so excited. Like, this, for some reason, I always wanted to go to school. Like, getting a bachelor's degree was a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. And so when she told me that, it was just like, oh,
okay.
Dang it. Okay. And then I met Diana, and Diana's like, oh, here's a card. This person helped me with this. This person helped me with that. And I was like, wait, this is a possibility? Like, what? And then it happened, and I graduated. That's crazy.
And here we are. Yeah, that's so crazy. Amazing. I don't know. My perspective was that I already struggled. Let's help out the next person.
Right. And that's what I do when people ask me about school and how I did it. I'm like, oh, this is the person that I went to. I just pass along the information I got.
That's so beautiful. I'm proud of you guys because you were told no twice, each one of you, at different times, but it was two times. But you guys were persistent and willing to help. And yeah, I'm so proud of you for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. We want to hear about your story now.
Yeah, so my story was a little different. I think for me, the difficult part was that I was still learning English. It was never expected for me to go to college. My parents didn't go to college. I don't think they graduated middle school, actually, or finished middle school. So it was never something that I thought was necessary.
Okay.
I just thought, yeah, you go to school and then finish high school and then you start working, start making money, and that's that. But then when I was in high school, I had a counselor who was giving me all this information, and she kept telling me, like, yeah, you have options, you can apply. And she told me this is how you do it. So basically she walked me through the entire process of applying. And then she also referred me to, like, different scholarships. Uh-huh. And at the end, I was super lucky and I got accepted, and I also got assistance from different places, so I didn't really have to pay a lot of money to go to college.
I don't think you should say you got really lucky, only because you most likely worked hard for it.
I mean, yeah, I think
so. It's you did it.
Oh, thank you. I am really smart, so I
had to really exactly <learn.
laughs> let's not forget.
I don't think it's luck in this time. I think it was you working hard for it.
No, but I understand that it's not the same for everyone. Like,
yes,
I'm sure you guys worked really hard for that too. You know, I was just lucky that
I didn't. Just kidding.
I was lucky that my mom had the chance to have her kids be U.S. citizens. Okay. You know, that was the only difference.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so in that way, I feel very lucky, and I'm very thankful and grateful towards that counselor. I think that's one of the reasons why I decided to study psychology, was because of her. And yeah, so I went to UNC and I did well there. I wish I kept going. I'm still considering going back to school at some point and doing something else, because I do love school and I love learning. And
yeah.
But yeah.
I hope you do. And I mean, it's never late to do it. But that's wonderful.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? I feel like the three of us are first generation students. And I feel like for me, it was just really difficult to navigate higher education, because it's things that you can't be like, oh, mom, dad, sister, brother, like, how do you do this or what? You know, like, there was just so many times where I was like, I don't know what to do. And I feel like I had to always do double the work to try to figure out the answers for things, because that's just not, like, we didn't have a lot of people in our lives that could guide us through this process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at UNC, they had the Center for, or still have the Center for Human Enrichment. And that was part of their program. And they work a lot with first gen students. So they helped me out with, like, any question that I had. They would go through every, like, process or step to, even at the end, like, get your diploma or things like that. You were assigned an advisor, and my advisor was amazing. She told me about, like, studying abroad, which I ended up doing. She told me about applying for the honors program, which I ended up doing too. Like, it was pretty amazing. I'm sure most universities have things like that, but my experience at UNC was great because of that.
Nice.
Yeah.
I get that, though. At least being kind of feeling alone through that process.
Mm-hmm.
Just because at that moment, I can't think of any friends that were going through that. So not only was I going alone to the school itself, but, like, also going through the process alone itself. And actually, because I had to apply for the CSU School of Business, you have to, like, apply to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of what I wrote about. Like, hey, I've been doing this all alone. I'm a first generation. Like, my mom did finish school. She finished some sort of program out there. But, I mean, that's Mexico. Mm-hmm. That's not the U.S.
Right.
And I was all alone. And I wrote about it. I was like, hey, I'm doing this by myself. Not only is there, like, a language barrier, there's also an education barrier. There's so many things that I'm trying to go through, but I'm still here battling through it, going mm-hmm. through it. And I got in.
Of course.
But I don't know if it was me being Hispanic or me actually, like, I don't know, being qualified for it.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
When I think, I don't know, I feel like one of the things that was, like, that stood out while watching Diana go to school, because at that time I wasn't in school, it was just how much she worked. Like, she at one point had two jobs and yeah. was going to school full time. And then when I got to school, I had to have a full time job and full time school to get the help. And then there was all these activities that school puts out for everybody that you can't go to, because you have to go to school and go to work. And then you have to, like, just figure out a way to, like, make it through school and make it through work all at the same time. And I felt so alone sometimes, because I would watch all these events that I wanted to go to and like, it would happen after this, it would happen after that, like, and then it was like, oh yeah, but I have to go back to work. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but now, like, I can't do that.
I got offered, so I had took a negotiations class, loved it. Amazing teacher. He was such a fucking asshole, but he was, like, a cool asshole, you know?
Yeah.
One of those. And so I loved his class, and I did great in it too. And he offered me a global negotiations class, and I had to decline because I was working full time. And that's one of my biggest regrets, not taking that global negotiations class. I still think about it to this day.
Mm.
I know. And I'm like, dang it, I should have quit. I should have just taken the class.
Come back.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I had to say no. I did. Well, that's one of my regrets, you know, not being able to take that class. And it was because I had to work.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know, it's really sad. And I'm glad that other people have that opportunity, but I unfortunately did not.
Yeah, that's crazy. I do have to say, when I went to UNC, I was in a relationship with someone who was at UNC. So I think that was helpful too. Because he had already gone through the process of everything. And whenever I had questions, he would help me as well. So that was another, like, resource that I had, yeah. basically. But yeah.
I feel like I had one of my favorite things about going to school was, like, It opened my mind in ways that I never thought it would possibly. Like,
mm-hmm.
I was a different person when I went to school. When I first started and I came out of school, a complete different person. Like, I understood life differently, not only from the classes I took, but from the people I've met. Mm-hmm. And some of the sweetest people I know right now, I met in school. And like, it was just such an awesome experience. And I had this teacher, and through the pandemic, I had a class with him, and I had to go from work to his class. And sometimes like the parking lot was so full, I couldn't find parking. And it was just so stressful because I like needed to get to his class. So I like always was rushing. And I'd been doing this for like the last three semesters, right? So like, I just felt bad. And like in the previous classes, if I talked to a professor, they were like, well, just make sure you get here on time, blah, blah, blah. Like, I go up to him and I said, hey, can I speak to you? And he was like, yeah, what's up? And I told him, I said, you know, I have to work full time and I have to come here from work. And sometimes I can't find parking. So sometimes I'm late and I'm really sorry. Like, it's not my intention. I'm going to see if work lets me out a little earlier so this doesn't happen again. And he said, Senia, don't worry about it. I see you. And he said, I know what you're doing. And it doesn't bother me because when you're here, like, you're here. But I see you. Mm-hmm. And that's all he needed to say. I walked out of that class with tears in my eyes because for the first time in my career at CSU, I felt like somebody knew how hard I was working and knew the sacrifice that it takes to go to school and be an adult or be like a full-time student and a full-time employee. Yeah. And I felt so amazing. And he's still like,
relieved.
Yeah. And he like, I invited him to our wedding. Huh? I just recorded a little podcast with him as a guest. Yes. And like, he's an amazing person. And I feel like it changed the way I saw myself, and it changed the way I did school with that, with just one comment.
Yeah. So, I love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Shout out to great teachers. Shout out to good teachers like that. Cause they make a difference.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thank you.
Love that.
It's great.
What else do we want to cover today?
What else? So many things.
Gosh darn it. You said something and I can't remember what you towards the beginning of your statement. Cause I felt it as well.
That pressure.
Yeah. I know. I can't remember.
If you go back. Let's go to Nancy. If you go back to school, what would you want to do? You want to do like a master's degree?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ideally a master's, a doctorate, hopefully.
Wow. I hope you do.
Yeah, me too. I think I still have time. I'm not that old.
You got plenty of time.
Yeah, but I've been thinking about it a lot recently, actually. I think after the pandemic and then some things going on at work, you just never know what's going to happen. And I would like to have like my career that I can fall back on.
Yeah.
If need be.
So, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What about you? I know we've talked about you going back to school.
Yeah. I haven't looked much into it just because I've been focusing on work right now. But yes, I do want to go back for my master's. And I've been looking at it here and there. Master's at CU Denver. Mm-hmm. Because one of the best schools for business. I'm like, let's hope I can get into it. But I haven't looked. Yes, I do want to do it. And honestly, just do want to do it at least for accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, hey, I did this. So I can show off a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, a little more.
Just a little bit more, yeah. No, and it's, I don't know, at least I feel like I was so limited. I was told no so many times, and now I just want to keep going.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it makes, I feel like, and I think we talked about this with the Children of Immigrant episode, where we discuss how, like, you have this different work ethic. And I feel like being told no so many times kind of makes you be like, let me show you the no's, where the no's are going to take me. So
they, you know, that's how you show your determination. Like, okay, you can tell me no, but I'm still going to do whatever I want. And I didn't know. I didn't think. I don't know. I thought that was just me, the kind of person that I am. And I'm like, no, you tell me no, so I'm going to do the exact opposite.
That is a little bit. Right.
Yes, I know you are, but.
But I think the determination also helped to accomplish this for myself and for my parents.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah.
What about you, Sonia?
I would love to go back to school and get a master's degree. Originally, I wanted to do occupational therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something I might still want to do. But I don't know yet. But yes, definitely, totally want to go back to school.
Yeah, it's hard. I started a master's program when I was working at a different place a few years ago, maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And I wasn't able to finish it because of, you know, life, some things that I was dealing with and going through. But I feel like it's hard because it's so expensive.
Yes.
And it's so much time that you have to, in a way, kind of like be sure that this is something that you want to invest your time and your money on, because it's going to be a lot.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. So, I've been taking my time, but for sure, I feel like I have to do it sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not in a rush.
No, yeah. I feel like I'm not rushed either. But that is definitely like, I thought my bachelor's degree was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like, I think I want a master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
And
you keep pushing the bar. Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. Maybe a doctorate. Who knows? We'll see.
I've never thought about going that far.
No. Well, to be in occupational therapy, you need a doctorate. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah. But
that would be amazing.
Right?
I feel like it gives you higher education, not only, like, I feel like it teaches you so much about life and all these wonderful things, but there's not a lot of us Latinos out there going to school. And it's like such a proud moment when you get to be in that stage and where you get to go and see. I love seeing kids at school that were Latinos and that were getting their degrees. And it just made me so proud for our people and for their parents. And like, it was just such a good feeling.
Yeah.
I remember what I wanted to talk about.
Yay.
First of all, I want to point out that whenever I saw my name in the pamphlet that where they give out of all the people that are going to graduate, and I saw both my last names, and I took two lines because, you know, I have all the names. I thought I had such a like a proud Hispanic moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, hell yeah, look at all my last names in there. And also, it felt really good whenever I saw other Hispanic names there as well, because maybe we didn't share the same major. But here we are accomplishing this dream.
Yeah.
Working hard for.
Exactly. And what I wanted to go back is whenever you mentioned that it opens your eyes, it changes your perspective. And that's exactly what it did to me as well.
Yeah.
Because I started as a, what is it called? I was going to say socialism. No.
What is social worker?
No, not social worker.
Sociology.
Yes, major. Thank you. I started as a sociology major, figured out there wasn't much of an avenue to do with that other than like be a professor and maybe possibly get some work at like a city or whatever. Anyways, I had to take some psychology classes, and I actually had to take a comparative religions class. And I hope I don't get too deep into this, but like, I don't know. It just, first of all, it opened my eyes that there's all of these religions almost are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And as a growing up Catholic, it just kind of changed my perspective of other religions. It changed how maybe less, not hateful, but basically in a way, it changed my perspective on like appreciating other cultures and appreciating religions. And then, learning about the world.
Yeah.
Once I moved on to my, once I changed to my business major, how luckily I had really good teachers that, okay, they taught you about the business world, but they taught you also how it's being, how it affects the culture and how it affects, actually affects people, not just the numbers, basically. And so, I definitely share that perspective as well. That it just changes you.
Yeah.
And I know this is tough to say as well, But I do wish that people would take like a class, you know, something. It doesn't have to be a religion, about doesn't have to be about business or finance or anything like that. But like take a class that opens you up to something different.
Yeah,
because it will. It did it for me, so I'm pretty sure it would do it. And it did it for you as well.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And most likely you as well, Nancy. Yeah. So why not try that? I don't know. At least with all the racism and hate going on right now, I feel like it would help. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But you also don't need a degree to be successful.
Right.
Yeah.
I think education, higher education, means different things for different people. Mm-hmm. And I am fully aware that a lot of the times higher education doesn't get you more money, and it doesn't get you a better job or anything like that. But for me, it meant that I could get it done, that I could turn all those no's into yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that for me is winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think back to what Diana was saying, it just makes you a more open human. And in my case, I felt like it made me a better person.
Yeah.
Taking any class, mm-hmm. literally from like, I think I took a geography class and I learned so much from that class.
I bet. It actually kind of sounds fun.
Yeah. It was amazing. And I took psychology of religion, which was incredible. And yeah, you're just exposed to so many different things and so many different people that you end up learning things that you wouldn't be exposed to anywhere else, I think.
Yeah. I think that's the key. Yeah.
that's the key word, exposure. You get exposed to some, like, maybe even talking to the professor. You got exposed to that one interaction with your professor where he was kind,
mm-hmm.
And you were able to feel relieved.
Yeah.
So even just that,
mm-hmm. heck yeah,
made a difference.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Where are we at? Is it time? Let's talk about my daily shit. Oh man, what is Diana pissed off about today? I wouldn't, actually, my bad. Let me retract that. Not pissed off, though.
Because she's never pissed off.
No, never.
No,
never?
she's just a little heated about things.
Okay. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and it's a little bit only.
No, más poquito, just a tinsy bit. It especially happens when people mess up my flow.
Tell us more.
like, for example, at least at work, it happens. You know, I have to focus when I'm at work. Everyone has to focus.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to be careful just because we are working in a finance environment. I have to be careful with what I'm saying. And so when my coworker is done with her work and comes over to chit chat with me, I love it. It's great. I like my coworker, so it's fine. But she's messing up my flow. And I don't know what I'm doing exactly with a client that I'm helping. I don't know if I know I'm a woman and I'm a multitasker. But, like, not that much. So, if I can offer a piece of advice, a recommendation.
Recommendation.
Just be a little bit more mindful when you're at work or, for example, at the gym and you're just trying to focus on yourself and working out, all that fun stuff. Just be more mindful when you're going up to people and, notice what they're doing so you don't really mess up their flow.
I think I'm a flow interrupter.
Are you feeling a little
I'm feeling called out.
So I'll what can you do better? I'm just kidding.
I'm sitting here thinking about how much I interrupt people's flow, so I'm gonna do better.
So wait, how do you, because I'm not that kind of person. I'm the one that gets interrupted.
I just get excited about things.
Aww,
and like I just
like
want to go I just want to go tell you things, and like I don't know, like if I see something and I think it's cute or funny, like I just want to go tell you and I don't want to wait because I get excited.
I think it depends. I mean, sometimes it's fine. I don't really mind. But do you think it's more if I'm gonna be your guys's counselor right now?
Oh, okay.
More on you, Diana, to be like, hey, you're interrupting me. Just give me a second. I love you, but not right now.
Could I say it? Well, I see. Here's the thing.
No. It's never her fault.
No, it's never. if you can see me typing away, then
don't approach.
Not that don't approach, but like maybe come in a little bit more aware. You'll be like, hey, I'm going to talk to you just a little bit, or I have something to share. Because I've come up.
See,
I've done. Hold on.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Because I have done this to a coworker, and I was like, oh, I want to tell you about an interaction. But she was typing away. She was having her moment. And so I was like, oh, let me take a look at this real quick, but we'll talk about it later. And so I just kind of blurted out what I needed to say. And then I went back because I noticed it that she was like typing away too.
Like, so, was she not looking at you while you were telling her?
And she
just kept working?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a sign.
So, yeah, exactly. So okay. I don't know. But go ahead. Share your, now you can share your.
No, I just like, I'm over here bouncing. I just got really excited. Like, I just get really excited. And like, if I have something to tell you, I don't want to wait because the excitement just dies out. And it's not as exciting when like I have to come back and tell you. So I'll work on it.
I mean, this wasn't meant for you to like change. But she did give me advice.
So yeah. I'll try to listen to your advice.
Just be a little more mindful.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you can tell when someone doesn't really want that information in that moment.
Yeah, you can feel it.
Like, come back to me when you have time, or hey, like, let me know.
But I get it. I love whenever people feel that way because they want to share information with me. I love it. You just got to be mindful of when you're doing it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
this wasn't as heated, but yeah. I mean, we got there, and someone got to learn something from it. Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that.
I picked up on the advice.
Nancy, what kind of individual are you?
I think I'm mostly interrupted. But I don't really mind. I mean, unless it's something super urgent,
yeah,
then people will tell by my face expressions that it's not a good time.
Oh, I love that. I need to be more expressive then.
Yeah, but yeah, I don't mind either way. No. Yeah, it's all good.
Like, I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I love you.
Thank you for listening to my rant. And
that was such a mild rant. I like it.
Yeah.
How are you?
It was like a grown up.
Yeah. Like, ooh. It was just so, just, you know, be mindful.
Just throwing it out there.
Yeah. It's so nice and so kind.
Do something, change it up a bit.
Just FYI.
FYI. Oh my gosh. Anyways, thank you for listening to my daily show.
Do you guys want to add any closing thoughts to our episode about education?
I am very, very, very proud of, you know, where I've gotten in regards to my education. I feel like whenever I can share my experience with anyone, especially like younger kids, then I can tell them that it's possible. I always do it. I think education is one of the better ways to succeed, especially as an immigrant in a different country. If you're educated, you're learning so many things and more doors are open to you. Hopefully that's the goal. I'm grateful because my parents brought me here and I had that opportunity to do it. I'm grateful to my counselor who saw something in me and thought that I could take advantage of opportunities that were out there. And yeah, I'm always pro, very pro education. Like Diana said, it's not the only way by any means. Some people choose not to take that route and it's okay. But I think that if you want to pursue it, always ask more people, ask questions, try to find a way to do it because it's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah. Don't stop at the first no that you get.
Yeah. Don't stop believing.
Don't stop. Stop it.
And also, if you have the information, don't be selfish and share.
Yes.
That's
yes,
so yes. Important. Like,
it's not, success not is
for everyone. Mm-hmm. Success is for everyone. It doesn't matter if you're doing the exact same thing, you can succeed in different ways.
There's enough for everyone.
There's enough for everyone.
Yep.
So,
yes, something very important. And I don't know. I want to say a shout out to my parents as well.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, that lady that said no.
Thank you.
You know what? It hurts me, and I have to bite myself to say this, but thank you.
Yeah.
Because without that no, I don't know if I would have made it. I don't know what my pathway would have been, but here I am, bit. Anyway, no.
I
and
was
like,
just going to say, look at you being a grown up.
And then she comes out. But thank you really for that lady that told me that it was an easy process.
Yeah.
All I had to do was show this and that. And she probably saw my face of disbelief, but it was probably worth it to her. And I love that. But no, shout out to that lady. Shout out to my parents for always helping me out because they were a huge part of this. They never forced me to get this degree or accomplish a higher education, but they certainly helped me out get to it. And just work hard. I feel like that's being Hispanic, being a Latina, being Latino. It's engraved into us and it's tough sometimes. But just keep going. Mm-hmm. You'll see the light at the end of the tunnel and it's going to be beautiful.
Yes, I agree 100%. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you. Like the girls, I want to thank my parents and the people that helped me out through it. Diana, I tell her all the time, but she helped me achieve my dreams. And I am so grateful for her not being selfish and not. And just sharing that information with me.
I'm selfish in other ways.
And I love that my sister-in-law was such a good, big help to, like, get me through and push me through. And, like, there were so many times where I was stuck and she'd be like, no, you got this. And my husband, like, basically helped me graduate. Like, I'm so lucky and so blessed. So,
can I just say something real quick before we end? I just wanted to say, even if you're, or if you think that you're not that great of a student, there's still a chance for you to be successful.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
In college.
Yeah. I wasn't
it's
that great of a
so
student.
Different. It's college so different. College is so different.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know that a lot of people maybe are scared or intimidated, or they feel like because they were not the best student in high school, it's not an option for them, but it's an option.
Yes.
You can at most likely do better.
If you can.
Yeah. Try it.
Yeah, yeah.
If it's in your heart and that's something you want to pursue, go for it.
Yeah. That was
me. Don't let anything stop you.
I was a C student. C's get degrees, motherfuckers.
Can't relate.
No, 4.0 over there. And that's great. Good for you. But like for the people in the back like me, guess what? Yep. We still made it.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for listening and we'll see you in the next episode.
All right.
Buenas noches.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to Latina State of Mind, produced by us, your awesome hosts, Diana, Xenia, and Nancy. Special shout out to Jerome, our editor. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at LSOM_podcast and on Facebook at Latina State of Mind. Hasta la próxima.